Hi, this is a dictation for patient Kathleen Lindsay. She's being seen on 11-8-2022 as a new patient. Date of birth is 2-9-40. Kathleen Lindsay is a patient who is complaining of severe pain in the lower back and both knees. The lower back pain is shooting down to her posterior part of the buttocks and legs all the way down, involving all the toes. The pain is 8 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Cause of pain is not known, but patient is known to have been suffering from severe degenerative osteoarthritis, and various investigations at DMC Hospital and with her PCP, Dr. Murphy, Melvin Murphy, have shown that she has a TMJ of a severe arthritic changes. For the last 3 years, she has been suffering from severe lower back pain, where there is a multiple finding and a MRI that was done 2 years ago, including a new compression fracture finding. There is no MRI for the knee exist. According to the patient, these pains are continuous, and they are described to be stabbing, sharp, heavy, affecting her walk and ADLs in a grave way, and pains are varying from 7 to 9, disabling her from daily activities. And the modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending, walking, and improved by lying down medications. The patient reports of numbness and tingling starting from lower back, shooting down to both buttocks and posterior part of thighs and legs, involving ankle and heel and all the toes in a non-stop fashion. There is numbness and tingling. And in the past treatment, patient has had medications from Dr. Murphy and physical therapy. He has referred this patient for expert treatment as a pain management. In the medical history of the past, patient's reports that she's suffering from asthma, bronchitis, atelectasis, shortness of breath. In the heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, CHF, and angina. In the GI disease, patient has had ulcer, hiatal hernia, blood in the stool. Endocrine disease, patient suffers from thyroid disease. Neurological patient suffers from chronic dizziness and vertigo. Kidney disease patient suffers from kidney stones. Psychiatric patient suffers from anxiety and depression. Musculoskeletal patient suffers from arthritis and swelling. Additional issues that are reported as chronic arthritis and obesity, pulmonary nodule, COPD, GERD in the GI disease, DVT for the venous vascular system, diverticulitis in the GI. Past surgical history is positive for hysterectomy in 1985. Medications, allergies, none. Family history, mother is deceased due to the heart disease. Father is deceased due to the heart disease and cancer. Siblings have deceased due to the heart disease. Two brother and two sister had an MI. Relationship status, patient is single and lives with her brother. Current employment status, patient is retired. Disability, none. Legal history, none. Personal history, patient does not drink, does smoke a few cigarettes a day. Does not use any recreational drugs. She does not use marijuana for pain relief. The past medications that are reported are Narco, Lipitor, 40 mg daily, Symbicort, Coreg, or Carbidilio 3.125 twice a day, Lasix 40 mg twice a day, Antivert for dizziness, Prilosec, and potassium chloride. She has underwent procedure of Use of radio, gastroduodenoscopy and colonoscopy in 2015. Past investigations show in 2020 there was a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis that showed normal renal calculus of the left kidney. MRI of the left lumbar spine in 2019 shows bulging disc of T11, 12, T12 and L1, L1, L2, L23, L34. Ligamentum flavum hypertrophy from L23, L34, L45, and neuroforamina narrowing, significant compression deformity of L4. X-ray of the ribs showed in 2018 fracture of the left 6th, 5th, and 7th ribs. CT scan of the thorax showed in 2018 right pulmonary nodule along with emphysema. CT of the paranasal sinus 2017 showed a TMJ severe degenerative osteoarthritis. Her ADLs are specifically affected in relationship with other people, ability to concentrate 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. In addition, the patient reports that she has issue with the standing 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, running 8, doing yard work is affected 9. Vacuuming, opening container, cooking in the kitchen, and reaching into cabinets are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 140 over 101. Pulse is 86. Respiratory is 20. Temperature 96.1. Height is 5'7", and weight is 194. Pulse ox is 100. This is an 82-year-old African-American female of a good-built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinusal jaundice, clotting, colorectal. No acute distress is noticed or shortness of breath, pain faces. Patient appears to be severely anxious but not lethargic. She has an extremely good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile, independent, without using an adapted device. Rest of the physical examination from the template. Neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination is normal. Gait is slightly intalgic. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection palpation is from the temporary. Spine tenderness is located at L4, 5 and bilateral sacroiliac joint. Inspection and palpation are from the template. Normal. Spine tenderness is L4, L5 with involvement of bilateral sacroiliac joints. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed L1 to L5 bilaterally with several trigger points. Hypertonicity of 2+. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion of 30, extension 50, bilateral side flexion 40, and bilateral rotation 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 15, hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling sign positive, Lerman test is negative, distraction test negative, Sotohol test is negative, thoracic spine Roos test is negative, Slum test is negative. And lumbar spine Budzinski Kernig test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Braga test negative. Camp test is positive. Budzinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint mild tenderness is noticed. Bilateral sacroiliac joint. However, the standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test is negative. Faber test was found positive bilaterally. Gonsalin test is positive. Trendelenburg sign is negative. The extremities examination, except for both knees, the rest of the extremities are not found to be abnormal, and they are found to be with normal and warm to touch well perfused without any pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, or varicose wave, and range of motion for all other joint except both the knees are completely normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. normal. Patient is not using a cane or adaptive devices. I'm sorry, patient is using a cane to walk with. The examination of both the knees is as follows. The patient points out pain in both the knees, peripatellar area, and supra-infrapatellar tendon. On range of motions, there is a severe capitis bilaterally. Popping noise are heard. However, there are no scars. Erythema effusion, moderate tenderness, peripatellar is felt. Range of motions are normal at flexion of 135. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power normal. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer negative. McMurray Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension positive bilaterally. Diagnosis. In general, E66.9, 110, 120.9, 182.409, R26.89, R53.1. Non-narcotic medications are ordered as follows. Naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory and healing. Allowable 50 mg for sleep and GAD disorders. And Voltaren gel, lidocaine gel for pain relief topically. Patient is provided Narco 5-325 once a day, 15 tablets. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, referred to psychiatry, not warranty. Fitness club, yes. Available MRIs and other imaging records have been discussed and reported already. Interventional pain procedures are not being considered right now, but most likely lumbar epidural steroid injection and bilateral sacroiliac injection. Facet joint injection may be required. Surgical options, none. Referred to neuropsych, not warranted. Attended care caseworker, not warranted. Past medical records have been reviewed and ordered from the hospital DMC. Records from Dr. Murphy have not been obtained yet. Investigations. We are waiting for all the MRIs and investigations to arrive. And possibly records from Dr. Roberts are required, as he recommended a bilateral knee replacement for this patient. And we are not sure if there is a MRI is available. DMEs, patient already has the braces and cane. Education, yes. Weight loss program, yes. Disability, none. Follow-up visit in 15 days. Direct contact. Thank you very much.